Jewel is joining us. She is, well, a great singer, but also a great mom. Jewel, and I saw on your Twitter, getting up early is not new for you, is it, I guess?
No, I woke up around 4 this morning, but that was just because I couldn't turn my brain off. The baby does pretty good, though. He sleeps till 6 a.m.
Wow. So, I mean, let's talk about that for a second. Your son was born, it was last summer, right?
Yeah, he's 7.5 months old now.
Wow. So aside from the obvious, how has it changed your life? What's been the most surprising thing for you?
It's so fun. I didn't know what to expect. I mean, of course, you're a first-time mom, you don't know what to expect. But it's been, you know, and everybody says it'll change your life, and it you just never can comprehend how until you have him. And I'm just loving every second of it. I think everything surprises me. It's amazing to see, you know, life through new eyes, you know, that everything's exciting and everything's new, and he's so innocent. It's just, we really love it. We're having a great time.
Has it changed you as a person then, just in your overall outlook on life?
Yeah, absolutely. It's it's altering, you know, like I'm not touring right now. I just want to stay home and be a great mom. Mm-hmm. I'm doing things that I can do from the house so that I don't got to travel and work. And Ty, too, you know, just it changes everything. It changes your perspective. And we just want to make sure we do right by our son and that we get to enjoy it because it's so fleeting. Like, I mean, mm-hmm. already it just seems like it's flying by too quickly.
Oh, so is baby number two going to be on the way soon or no?
You know, it's funny. Our baby's so good. Like, he doesn't cry. He's not fussy. He's really sweet. And I've had so many friends say that their second baby was colicky and stuff. That
oh, we're no.
Actually kind of scared.
Oh, jeez.
We kind of feel like the house always wins. And maybe we should quit while we're ahead. We don't know.
But I guess you've also kind of, I mean, you've released two children's albums now. And so, you know, motherhood and then you're also your work, you know, they're kind of meshing together now. So I guess that's always something that, you know, you could look forward to, right? Motherhood gives you inspiration for work.
Yeah, absolutely. I wrote Lullaby while I was trying to get pregnant because I wanted to have a record when he was born that was really soothing and calming. And I've had a lot of parents say that their children seem to really like my voice, and so I really wanted to do that project. And it's almost gold, which is amazing. It's an indie album. It almost went gold. I had college kids even say that they use it just to help them study and stay relaxed. And then I did The Merry Goes Round, which is my kids' record. And I wanted to do something that really shared music with your kids that you would like. And I used that movie Shrek as a sort of example of at least inspiration that you could entertain adults and kids at the same time. And so that's what I did. I tried to write clever, well-crafted songs with good lyrics, but about cute stories and whimsical topics. And also morals, you know, like don't be afraid of the dark or use your imagination and things like that. And it was a really fun project, and I've loved doing them. They're just indie releases. You know, you don't have to think about genre or singles or anything like that, and just do something that's really artistic and pure.
Well, I want to ask you about that. I mean, you've done sort of pop music. You've been on the country charts as well. So was your upcoming motherhood the reason that you got into writing kids' music, or was it just something you've always wanted to do? Like, why did you get into it?
With Lullaby, it was just something I've always wanted to do. I've always wanted to create a mood record, kind of like Sade or In Your Watermark, you know, where the whole record top to bottom is just a really chill vibe. And then finally, with trying to get pregnant, I had to take some downtime, and it really gave me a chance and time to do that. The kids' album was definitely inspired by my son and wanting to share. You know, I listened to so many kids' records with my nieces and nephews. I have six nieces and nephews. And they made me nuts. You know, I was surprised that there weren't better quality, better produced records that wouldn't, you know, make parents just crazy. It seems like a lot of them are just sort of cheap records that are kind of schlocked out there. And I wanted to do something thoughtful and really something hopefully that my son would really like and I could share with them.
So all the details are on your website. What's the address for that?
JewelJK.com.
All right. So we've got to get back to the music, but we're going to chat more with Jewel on Team Christina right after this.
Today's best music with Jeremy Bradley.
All right, we are back chatting with Jewel here on the show. You can catch her on NBC's The Voice, helping out Team Christina. Now, Jewel, let's talk about your thoughts on her team. What was your overall impression? Does she stand a chance this season?
She does. She has some really strong vocalists, and I really was impressed with how she diversified her team this year, too. And the amount of time that she's really putting into this is, you know, I didn't know till I got there. She's really putting time in, and really putting a lot of thought into the songs that she's going to let them have them sing during battle rounds, and it's a lot of work. You know, I think some coaches, they're all giving a lot of work. I mean, it's impressive what they're dedicating to it.
Who is the front runner on your team? If you could name someone who's most likely to succeed, it sounds like a high school yearbook almost, but who would you put your money on Christina's team?
Gosh, you know, I don't know. The interesting thing to me, it's just a lot of strong singers. It's hard to say. And then some kind of quirkier talent, too, and you never know who's going to pull ahead. And something I tried to even say to each of them was, you know, they have to reach down inside themselves and figure out how to be great and bring it out during the competition. And just being the greatest singer doesn't guarantee that. You have to be a good competitor, and you have to be interesting and make people care. You know, I think that's what Dia Frampton did so great last year, is she was memorable. She made people care about her. She wasn't like the most technically, you know, gifted singer doing runs. And so that's what's cool about the competition. You don't know who's going to win because you have to, you know, that's why they play the game.
Okay, so then on the flip side then, do you see somebody being the dark horse that maybe would be surprising everybody as the competition goes on?
I thought the MC that Christina picked was really an interesting thing. You know, he's the first MC on the show, and obviously he's in a singer, so it'll be interesting to see how he can compete and how he can translate that.
And there's lots of talent amongst the coaches. What are Christina's advantages above the guys?
She is a phenomenally gifted singer. I mean, the other guys can all sing, don't get me wrong, but she's, you know, she has chops.
Yeah.
And is in that sort of diva stratosphere of technical singing. And I think that's why she gets the singers that she does, is because they respect her so much.
Mm-hmm. So let's flip this around for a minute. You're in the judging seat. Your chair is turned around, and somebody comes out, and they're singing for you. What is something that you would be looking for in a voice? Or what should they do or not do? Like, what impresses you?
You know, I've been watching the season this year, and what song they pick is so important. You know, if I could give advice to anybody out there auditioning for any of these types of shows, it would be to make sure that the song you're singing shows off your vocal and has a good range. Like, for instance, I saw one gentleman, he was, a football player, go on there, and he sang Sweet Home Alabama.
Yeah.
It's a fun song, it's a rock song, so if you're doing a barroom, it gets people going because it rocks. But it's very limited for vocals. It doesn't go up or down, it's just this really straight place, and so he never got a chance to show off his vocals, and he didn't get on the show. I'm convinced if he did a different song that allowed him to show off his range more, he would have made it. He just didn't pick a song that gave the judges what they needed to push their buttons. So that's my advice, is make sure you're doing a song that shows off what's great about you, whether it's your voice or whether it's your originality.
And then finally, one of our listeners wants to know if you have met CeeLo's cat.
I have not met what is it, Perfect? Mr. Perfect?
Yeah,
I have not met the cat.
No. Okay, all right. Jewel is on The Voice with Team Christina. Be sure to check it out. The Voice is Monday nights on NBC. Thank you so much for joining us today, Jewel.
Thanks a lot. Today's best music with Jeremy Bradley.